Section 1. Fanaticism and Deceptive Teachings.
Introduction. The Seventh-day Adventist Church is brought to view in prophecy in the setting of conflict, for Satan, the dragon, wages relentless war against those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. The great adversary knows that if he is successful in misleading and confusing Seventh-day Adventists, he frustrates the purposes of God. His attacks are usually of an insidious character, and often of a nature tending to lead sincere men and women to such extremes that they will believe a lie. While remarkably free from fanaticism and extremes, the Advent movement since its early days has faced the threat of fanaticism. One of Mrs. White's first tasks was to go into the field to meet fanaticism with the Word of God. Down through the 70 years of her ministry, she was called upon again and again to meet fanatical or deceptive teachings in one form or another. The many warnings that fanaticism is to be repeated serve to alert the church to its dangers, and the counsels the messenger of the Lord has given concerning various types of fanatical outbreak and emotional religion are of great service now in safeguarding the flock. The instructions included in this section, supplementing like warnings appearing in earlier E.G. White books, for the most part, were drawn together in 1933 in a compilation to meet a critical situation that developed in one local conference. Available in mimeograph form, this material has been much appreciated and has served the church well. The trustees of the Ellen G. White Publications welcome this opportunity to present these important counsels in permanent form. The section closes with various statements dealing with the manifestation of spurious miracle-working power and the relative importance of miracles to the presentation of testing truths. These counsels are of particular value now and will be more essential as we near the earth's closing days when Satan, through one scheme and device after another, will attempt to deceive the very elect, the White Trustees.